and welcome to Minnow Tank, the show where we rip apart people's hopes and dreams for the purpose of entertainment value, but we do fund one of them, so that makes it okay morally. I'm your host,
Can
Nate.
Can we please just have a revolving intro? Like, every week it changes, and I always hit record and hope that it's at least mildly coherent. It has been sometimes.
Exactly.
All right.
Anyways, I'm Nate. I'm your host. This week, we're joined with
Jordan Whitaker, constantly bringing you the worst in comic art and books.
Keegan, scared of everything and talking about video games.
And I don't know if Liz will say anything out loud, so I'll just introduce her. She's Liz, and she's dealing with crafts.
Can I not talk for myself?
Talk for yourself.
I'm Liz, the blonde bitch.
Yeah, that's her. That's it.
Well, now you're definitely not getting hired by a preschool.
And I do all of your technological gadgets and gizmos and programs and...
Whenever you say gadgets, I thought you were going to be like, orgasms and...
I thought you were going to hear me accidentally say gizmos. Anyway. I guess I'll go first this week. So...
Do you have no updates?
Not really, actually. The furry porn is still just furry porn. He hasn't had any updates. Pat Razkitz.
How close are they to being funded?
I actually...
Because that is my biggest fear, that that thing gets funded, that we actually have to give money to furry porn.
We've funded a crime against God.
Let's see here. FNAF The Next Night, $41 out of 400, 23 days left to go.
Oh, please don't be funded.
We are set.
And there's only...
funded.
Oh, wow. There's only two backers, and we're one of them.
Oh, no. We are in very poor company there.
Just one guy with way too much lotion.
I really want to see, like, somebody looks... Because you can tell, like, the projects that people have backed based on their profile. Someone looks at our profile and just sees, like... What was the first one we did?
Looking for Leo.
Looking for Leo. Like, all right, so they want to stalk Leonardo DiCaprio. Cool.
They want to
fund
pirates.
And furry porn.
Yeah, Pat Razkitz is at 1,200 out of 3,000, and they have 40 days left to go.
I really hope they get funded. If they don't get funded, I'm going to have some serious questions.
I know. I actually funded them enough to get the first digital album. And looking for Leo, as you know, this project was successful, and she's just going to kind of go for it.
You still have to wait until the end of the the time to get the money. So that's probably why she hasn't started actually doing shit yet.
Yeah.
What is she doing to stop
him? I don't know. Go listen to the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just following him around, doing random scary things. She wants to marry him, and she thinks that if she televises herself stalking him, it won't be counted as stalking.
She also wants to get him to make a Titanic 2 electric burglaloo.
Boogaloo. Oh.
Titanic.
No, that was a pun. Burgaloo, like iceberg.
Oh.
can you hit him again?
Yeah.
Stop actually,
stop, just
wait,
stop
why
hitting.
Are we hitting
actually,
him? You deserve to be hit for that.
Hit me. Hit me!
Was that supposed to be scary or sexual? Either way, scary.
Then spit in his face and call him scum. I'm just kind of stalling because I lost the Kickstarter I'm doing today. I'll explain it a little bit. Do y'all know about
someone else to go first?
Nah. Do y'all like Murphy beds?
What the hell's a Murphy bed?
You don't know what Murphy beds are?
No.
God damn. Okay, Murphy beds are those beds that you see in all the shitty movies when people are down on their luck and in a shitty room.
Oh, the ones that come out from the wall.
Yeah, the ones that come out from the wall.
Those are so cool, actually.
Yeah.
There was one in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's the one I remember best.
Yeah. So this is a take on a Murphy bed, except that it comes from your ceiling. It's called overhead bed, and it's a bed that retracts and goes into your ceiling. So that's basically the whole thing. He says, like, the campaign designed a bed that's supposed to save space. At a push of a button, you let the bed appear and disappear, and
so,
it's supposed to save you a bunch of room your room.
How would that harm the structural integrity of your house if you have a f***ing bed in your ceiling?
He doesn't mention that. He doesn't mention how it's installed. He doesn't mention...
Is that like Barney Stinson's Bitch Be Gone from How I Met Your Mother, where the bed just disappears and takes the skank with it?
I guess.
Yeah.
Here. There's a video of it that I'll show you just so you can see kind of how it works.
So, my biggest question is, if you're getting a blowy from a chick in one of these, is that overhead bed head?
Oh man, his voice.
This would be perfect for politicians, actually. Like, having your office, yeah. You've got your mistress just sitting there at all times.
That's it.
Yeah, Monica could have been a little more comfortable.
It's a bed, it goes up and down, and there's no mention of how to install it, but apparently you use an app on your phone to bring it up and down. And my biggest worry is, what if it's stuck in the up position? I mean, with most apps, if they crash, at worst, you don't have that app for
so
a few minutes.
So if your phone breaks, literally, you can't go to bed.
Yeah.
Or worse, you could
sleep,
like,
on the couch.
You could, like, get yourself stuck up there and your phone battery dies.
Or if it malfunctions.
Wait a minute, no, you don't. Time out. You don't lay on the bed and then make it go back up so you're sleeping in your ceiling.
Yeah, but what if it malfunctioned and when you're asleep it just goes up and crushes you?
I'm
hoping there's a defense thing in there. It's just like, don't raise the bed.
Maybe it can only support so much weight when going up.
He doesn't mention any safety features. He kind of mentions how the design works. It involves pistons.
How? Pulleys make
pistons.
Sense. How does pistons make any damn sense?
Because they go like this.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So if it involves pistons, that means that you have a bar sticking up through your, like if you have a two-story house, then the story above it has pistons coming through it. Right?
No.
No.
The top of the piston's, like, on the ceiling and structured, and so when the bed's up, the piston is closed.
So it's like collapsible
and so it opens.
Pistons?
Yeah, that's how a piston works.
Literally, the exposure of me to pistons is Minecraft, and that's it.
Alright, anyway, don't worry about that. Don't worry about how the specs are.
Okay.
You want to know how much it is for the bed?
Probably a lot.
Yep. Exactly $1,238 for overhead bed without lighting.
Don't even give you lighting?
So here's the thing with this bed that kind of irks me. The great thing about the Murphy bed is, like, it was designed to be in tiny-ass apartments. You can't put one of these in a tiny-ass apartment because you'd literally have to destroy the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is designed for, like, crazy rich people or politicians trying to hide mistresses.
And also, if you're a tall person with a even mildly thick bed, it's not like you're going to get that much more room, because in an apartment like this with kind of low ceilings in the bedrooms, there's a chance you can just bonk your head on the bed.
This is true.
Plus, you would have to completely remove any ceiling fans you have in the room.
Yeah.
And what the bed, when it's up, it's ugly as shit. The great thing about a Murphy bed is that you don't know it's there.
It blends in the wall, yeah.
Yeah, it either blends in the wall or it's got, like, fake drawers on it.
But yeah, you can get them in white, gray, and black. And most of the, like, tiers are just the same thing. Like, overhead bed without lighting for $1,295. Overhead bed without lighting for $1,351. Overhead bed, oh, this one has lighting, and it's over $100 more expensive at $1,400.
What does lighting mean?
Lighting. 4 LED spotlights.
On the bottom of the bed?
Yeah.
Why?
So like, it comes
it
down and...
whenever it's in the ceiling?
So whenever it goes up, it looks like a fucking UFO?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. I would spend $100 on that.
If it were circular, I would definitely be more sold on it.
Oh my god, it's like Shaq's bed.
Alright, and for the same amount of money, you can get overhead bed including indirect LED lighting.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It just says indirect LED versus spotlight LED.
Okay.
I
guess spotlight is like it's on you,
okay,
or on
get
the bed,
this.
Indirect not.
For $1,500, you can get the overhead bed with 4 LED spotlights.
Okay.
For $1,520, you can get overhead bed with indirect LED lighting. For $1,576, you can get overhead bed with four LED spotlights.
Why are they nitpicking?
And for $1,576, you can get overhead bed with indirect lighting.
So why don't they just do, like, okay, here's an idea to simplify this whole f***ing process. If you donate to the Kickstarter a certain amount, then you're given a token, which you can use on his website to buy a bed.
Nah.
That's so much easier.
Nah, these are like early bird specials because he expects like thousands of them to sell.
Well, yeah, if you do that, you still get that fucking special. Because if you get a code and the code just makes the bed free.
All right, get this. All right. I may be losing like, you now, but wait. All right. So this bed has two LED lights. And so it has two less lights than the four lights. And it's $100 more expensive.
What? Why?
Minimalism is the thing? Like, is that why? Like, I'll put more on this, it'll cost me more money, and you have to pay me less money? Because it's f***ing...
Okay, I'm losing you. Let me just tell you the real pricing. $1,633 gets you overhead bed, including two LED lights.
This, I'll get a pulley and soak rope and make my bed go to the goddamn ceiling. Okay, I'm done!
Hear me out here. $1,689 gets you the overhead bed, including two LED lights.
Oh, that's actually a good deal. I didn't think about
exactly.
That.
Or overhead bed, including two LED lights, for $1,745.
And now you lost me again. So you had me, and then you lost me.
All right. So you can get this by February of 2018, and it only ships to certain countries. And it doesn't say which countries.
So donate.
It's based out of Frankfurt, Germany. So I wouldn't be too surprised if it can't ship it here because of safety regulations and building codes.
Yeah, like there's a good chance that you have to be in the Schengen area.
Time out. If they ship it here, then you have to install it yourself.
Well, yeah, he's not going to install it for you. And you know the average American. Like, they can't even install a TV into their wall. They're going to install something that is
imagining
$600 directly above their heads for 8 hours a day.
I'm imagining a bump with a ladder, just like trying to screw a bed into a ceiling.
Probably straight into the drywall.
Yeah, like, I don't even, like, I'm trying to imagine me installing this in my apartment. It's bad. Like, I don't know, A, where I'd put it, B, how I'd fit it anywhere, C, what drugs I'd have to take to convince myself this was a good idea.
Alright, but this Jan Boettinger guy, that's his name.
He looked very Eurotrash in that video.
Yeah, he doesn't look any less Eurotrash. He actually looks like this guy I went to high school with, who's Mexican, but that's neither here nor there. As a child, I dreamed of creating something with my own hands. I started my career as an industrial mechanic in 2008, but I still wanted to create something with my own hands, so I quitted my last job.
Quitted?
Yes, he quitted. Was not acquitted.
He just quitted. He quitted it, obviously.
Yeah.
Stop being so f***ing stupid, Liz. He quitted it.
All right. He has backed six projects, including FNAF fan fiction. No, that's a joke.
There's no way.
He hasn't backed
any
projects.
There is no way in hell.
But yeah, that's it. No comments. No updates.
All right. So here's the thing. I am against backing things that A, I won't personally enjoy, or B, someone can't masturbate to.
You can masturbate on.
The fur thing you personally enjoy?
You can masturbate on it and
no,
think about
but
this.
It's something that someone could get joy out of.
Here's one positive thing about this bed that, like, if we're being practical and looking at all the angles on this. So imagine you have a bed and you have a lovely woman laying in this bed who would like to give
That's
you.
That's heteronormative.
I'm applying this to myself.
Okay, so just say if I had a bed and I had a lovely woman.
Both of these things are not true. I sleep under my bed.
Yeah, Louie gets the bed.
Mm-hmm. He's a little dick. So if I had a bed and I had a woman and this woman wanted to give me a blowjob, let's say.
Some
but the bed was
bedhead.
The bed was too low, or say too high. I could have an app that would raise or lower the bed. That way, it'd be the perfect size. There's the upside of this.
Exactly. You can just lay on the edge of your bed. No one has to bend over or anything.
Exactly. Like, no one needs to get on their knees. That's degrading.
Exactly. And it's not like you're going to do a handstand for 2 minutes.
Exactly. Like, like, I mean, 1 minute, fine. What are we, like, just fucking, like,
with some male people? Vitality, it would take, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, super female vitality, you better be doing backflips while you're sucking my dick.
So.
No, we are not doing this.
We don't want to back it?
No.
No.
You want to back it, Liz?
No.
All right.
Keegan wants something that he can enjoy and or masturbate to.
Oh, no.
Here's something he could enjoy for sure as a cat owner. It's a book called 101 Cats, A Collection of Illustrations, Volume 1.
Volume 1.
This project is based out of Tyne in the United Kingdom. And it's, over the past year, I have drawn over 100 much-loved cats using pencils, markers, and paint. And am releasing the collection as a book. So this woman, like,
Out. Let's stop right here. Much loved cats. Are she saying she loved the drawings of the cats? People love the cats? Cats? These are cats that she has stuffed inside of her vagina, so technically she has made love to said cats?
English, so I believe she's just saying that these are some owners who have some much loved cats that they wanted me to draw.
So, I don't believe that.
I don't...
If
a crazy British lady came up to you and said, "Let me draw your cat."
Keep in mind, this is in Britain, so she's just a regular crazy woman.
These are 100 cats who own both the people I know in real life and people I know through the magic of the interwebs.
The cats own the people?
That's a joke about how cats
other people. Cat, you're a bitch.
All right.
So Louis knows who his f***ing boss is. He knows where his goddamn bread is buttered.
He doesn't even know where his asshole is to lick it.
That's bullshit. He licks his asshole all the time. All
right.
How long does it take him to find it, though?
All of these cat lovers have spent ages searching through their cat pictures to find the best to send to me, and I'm eternally grateful for their help. And I hope I have managed to do their kitties proud during the year my art has changed as I have attempted to master the dreaded marker pens with no undo button. This is volume 1, but I have so many more kitties to draw, and my ultimate goal is to draw 1,000 cats in total. Ooh. So there will be many, many, many more books to come.
Exactly 10.
I really
like 9.5.
I really hope you enjoy watching my artwork develop through the most book. I most of all enjoy the kitties.
Well, 9.99, but 101. Cats.
Oh, it was 101 cats?
Yeah, it's a play on 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, that's why I was imagining her as Cruella de Vil, but for cats.
Yes. All right, so this...
Is she drawing these cats?
Are they good?
With pens, pencil, and markers. Some of them are, like, it's clear, like, over time, her artwork actually got better. Also, you can tell.
Oh, yeah, that's not half bad.
Yeah, they're not.
You want her to draw
the whole point... you see, you could get enjoyment out of it. You could get a portrait done of Louis.
All right. Is that one of the tiers? Is like her draw your cat?
We're going to get to that. But first...
Because I might actually do that.
The important point I wanted to bring up here was just how f***ing insane cat people are. Mm. With 19 days to go, this project has 36 backers, and of the $764 she's asked for, she's raised $1,662.
Oh, shit.
She's doubled it.
She's near doubled what she was asking for. And these reward tiers are a thing of beauty. For $1.29, because this is converted from pounds to dollars, undying gratitude and cat's approval, you get her gratitude and the, you know, hypothetical approval of cats.
That doesn't exist.
For about $4, you get your name in one of the books.
Whoa.
For $6...
Wait, one of the books?
Yeah.
Is it the one she sends to you?
I just opened a book.
Well, Tom, there are also...
is Tom!
There are also e-copies, because for $6, you get volume 1 in PDF form.
Wait, so it's more expensive to get the PDF than the book?
That's stupid.
No.
You get your name in the book. You don't actually get
the book.
You don't get the book.
Your name is just in someone's book.
Also, for $6, alternatively, you can get a set of mini prints of some of her favorite illustrations. $9 gets you a paperback copy of the book. $13 gets you the book with mini prints. $19 gets you a special limited hardcover.
Sorry, I'm allergic to the cat in the room.
$39 is how much it costs to get you both the hardcover and a custom drawing of your special cat.
So,
how much for the cover to get me hard?
Right. Tell us, so how much do I have to pay for her to draw Louis?
$39 will get you the book and a drawing of the cat.
Ooh, that's too much money.
And so, for $52,
but you get the bed for a $1,500.
You get the hardcover book.
I don't want to spend the money on the bed. I just like the idea.
For $52, you get a hardcover book and a 148mm by 148mm drawing of Louis.
That's very specific.
I know.
So
probably metric, like finally, shit to hang on a wall.
For $64, you get six mini prints, volume 1 limited edition, your name in it, a paperback, a custom portrait of your cat,
and a new car,
and
just a new cat,
a mega pack secret print, which isn't explained, so it's a mystery.
Oh,
we're not done.
Oh, God.
There's more.
All right, so there's more stuff. There's like cat lady packs where you get like t-shirts and cat food and stuff.
You can have a picture of Louie on your shirt.
You can get a coloring book.
I already carry half of him with me all the time where shades shed so much.
For $155, you get 4 custom portraits of your cat. Volume 1 limited edition hardcover, Volume 1 paperback, Mega Pack secret print, A6 mini prints, your name in the book, a coloring book full of kittens, you get a collection of creepy kitty drawings, a cat shirt,
back
and a perfect love shirt.
A perfect love shirt.
As pictures of your cat.
So you could get portraits done of your cat.
I'll never bring a woman over again.
Oh my. Well, it's not like you were going to anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway,
this
is why I wanted to bring
this up.
So, you know, give some money, get a beautiful drawing of Louis on a t-shirt, and all sorts of other goodies, including if you're willing to give $155, several t-shirts and other coloring books.
I'm not willing to do that.
This is the cat's meow of projects.
So here's the thing. I really like coffee table books. Like, I think they're really, really cool. Like, I personally have a Banksy coffee table book that's really, really badass. I'm trying to imagine the type of person who you come into their home, you sit down at their couch, and then you look down, see 101 drawings of cats in front of you. Do you immediately run out, or do you entertain the possibility this person won't eat your face?
Well, I would be under the assumption that the only reason I went to this apartment or home or whatever is
to clean up the dead corpse of the woman who died?
No, for the explicit reason to have my face eaten.
Is that a kink that I'm not aware of?
If you're going to...
Is dying a kink?
Yes.
Then yes. No, but I f***ing hate cats. Not really, but I don't like them enough to want to put money into anything involving a not real cat.
I would pay a good $5 to have someone draw a picture of Louie, no more. So this woman's asking $35. I would then recommend her f*** off.
So if I draw you a picture of Louie like Napoleon crossing the Alps, will you give me $5?
I'm saying like a good artist, like a really good artist rendition of him. You're okay at cartoons. But I think I'm probably about adequate. So, no, you will not get $5 from me for you drawing a picture of Louis. I am sorry.
I kind of want the Minnow Tank to be in the book, though.
That would be, yeah, Minnow Tank podcast in the book. Although, I don't know if we need to start backing projects purely for self-promotion amongst crazy people.
That's a good point.
Well, hey.
On the one hand, it's good to get our name out there. On the other hand, these aren't the people we want to know our names.
We'll be number one in the cat owning community. That's pretty good.
What did we get for backing the porn? Is our name associated with the porn in any way? Thank Christ.
Other than the fact that when you look at backers, it is probably him and us.
Of course, was a him.
Okay, let's keep the kitties in our back pocket in case we don't get anything better.
I don't like it, but it's not terrible.
We've literally backed worse things.
It's weird.
Oh my god, that would make like the things we back look even worse. Literally, one week we back porn, the next week we back a book of actual cats.
Not just porn, furry porn.
Furry exactly. Furry lesbian fanfic deviant art porn.
Is anyone else kind of excited to read FNAF fanfiction?
No.
I wanted to read some of it out loud like you were going to do with that other book.
Oh, I forgot about that. I don't even remember what it's called anymore.
Like Underkin or some shit.
Yeah. All right. Keegan, what do you have for us today?
Today I bring to you Bads Entertainment.
Bads.
B-A-D-S.
Bads.
This comes from the brilliant mind of Brian Smith, who I'm pretty sure is a fake name.
That's the whitest, most...
Why do you think it's fake?
Wow, that car was really...
Yeah, that is the most generic name I've ever
heard.
He's
from Kinderhook, Illinois. He is an average American with an average job looking to create my first MMORPG. He's been playing games since he was really little, starting with consoles like NES, Super NES, Sega Genesis, and then went on to PCs, He played EverQuest. That tells you who this motherfucker is.
So he's a Nintendo fanboy wanting to make an MMORPG.
Which is a really bad idea.
Yeah.
So, Bads Entertainment is his idea at a company. This is literally all he has, is just a screen that says Bads Entertainment, BadsMedia.com on a white background. I literally could make... I'm pretty sure he did make this in PowerPoint.
I feel like that's a secret red flag, like how Zack Snyder Studio is called Cruel and Unusual Films.
If you go to his website, he has some very general pictures. He has art that he drew himself. And then he has stuff that he's ripped from other sources. So, like, you can look. He has a picture that's labeled Birdman, and it's an eagle holding a knife. He has something that says old logo, and it looks like Mad Comics old logo with... the thing, but a guy screaming, and then he has a new logo that I'm guessing is some weird cross between Illuminati and
St. Louis Arch.
Yeah,
the old logo was better.
Let me just say, if he had gone with that eagle knife logo, he would have sold me on us backing.
It's not a logo. That's like I'm guessing something he wants in the game.
Which is ridiculous, because if you can only draw it on paper, it's not going in a video game.
Also, he has a calendar on his website, which I'm not sure why he needs a calendar.
Like, just like a widget?
How much?
He just has a little calendar at the bottom.
Nothing is on it.
Nothing is on it. It's just a calendar. It's like, in case you're wondering what day it is.
It doesn't even say the day. It
no!
It says the month and year.
Yeah. He has raised $5. He has one backer.
All right, What are the specs of this game?
Ha! Huh, you assumed there was a game, you stupid, silly bitch.
Wait, what? I thought this wasn't
an
MMORPG.
You're making a game studio.
This isn't even for a...
No. And he doesn't really even pitch a game in here? So I'll just read...
Eagle with a knife, that's all we need, man.
It's always been my dream to create my own game studios. He spelled studios wrong. I always had loved art.
What?
This stupid poor bitch. And even if I lack programming coding, I always had dreamed of being the head of a storyboard and or a concept artist for a new game or animation. With this campaign, I can plan to make one of my dreams come to reality. I want to promote my campaign as much as I could. I would like to make radio ads, billboard ads, maybe something in the newspaper, simple flyers, YouTube videos, or even suggested to make a commercial to be put into theaters. Though that be cool, it might be too expensive. Expansive.
It'll just expand too quick. We won't be able to hold it. Our backers will get mad. All right, here's my main
goal.
Are you going to talk about his advertising scheme? Because this is f***ing terrible.
No, I'm going to talk about the fact that every time you brought a video game in, their main problem has been that they can't code for shit.
Well, yeah.
You don't start a video game company if you don't know shit about programming a video game. That's like starting, a restaurant, and you're like, well, I don't know what food is.
It's like
I got salt and pepper, and I have some weird chicken looking motherfucker. I'm gonna start a restaurant.
That's like starting a farm with the intent on, feeding locusts to people.
Yeah. Like, I have all the ideas for food in my brain, but I don't know how to cook, and I don't know what food is.
I've seen bread before.
Exactly.
So I want to talk about...
I've eaten food almost every day of my life. I feel like I'm enough of an expert to start a business.
Let's talk about how he wants to advertise these non-existent games.
I'm sorry. You'll have to say that again, because once he talked about how he can't program, I lost it.
So he said, I would like to make radio ads, billboard ads, maybe something in the newspaper, simple flyers, YouTube videos, and even suggested to make a commercial to be put into theaters.
So YouTube videos is the only good idea.
Yeah.
Because that is the only idea you need. Newspaper is f***ing retarded. Like, who the f*** even reads a newspaper, like, anymore, let alone somebody who wants to,
at the very least, your demographic is not reading a newspaper.
Radio ads, like, the only person I know who listens to the radio still is my dog whenever my mom leaves the house and turns on KLTY.
I listen to the radio on my way to work, but when the ads come on, the only ad I remember from a radio station is for the only nude strip club in the DFW area. No, in Fort Worth. And the only reason I know this is because he says it's always BYOB, and the girls are always nude, and then some random f***ing Hispanic stripper says, so bring the good stuff, Poppy. Like, I remember that.
So what you're telling me, though, is if he advertised this company like a strip club,
I might remember it.
What you're telling me is that our money's better spent going to Fort Worth.
Yes.
The funds in our radios will be put towards establishing Bads Entertainment officially, making headquarters, and bringing our first game to the light. I was even offered an old game for a low price, but if I make that our first game, I will need to be put back into developing because it being out of date in content.
What?
Okay, so what you're telling me is that you want to set up a headquarters before you even have a game on the market?
Yes.
That's not how the tech industry works these days, buddy. You don't just set up a giant warehouse for your video games and leave it empty.
So he's trying to raise $35,000?
So enough to make some of the greatest video games of all time?
Like, there were games made literally with no budget that are really, really good. This man wants $35,000. He's literally trying to buy a headquarters. Like, he's trying to pay rent.
I had a class in high school where they had us make a game as, like, the final project. And some of those were probably better than the stuff he's going to come up with.
So let's look at some of the risks and challenges that are facing this obvious, you know, successful idea. As this campaign goes on, there will be many challenges to face. Challenges such as promoting through ads, because obviously we have the best ad campaign ever f***ing imagined.
I don't know the difference between C++ and a hooker's tits.
Organizing, releasing new videos or updates always will be a challenge. He's thinking it'll be hard to be like, so here's what we're doing. Still nothing. Thanks for checking back in. Complete task in timely manner, concept art, systems for my games, and much more. Currently, the only thing he's actually done is concept art for Birdman.
I mean, let's be real here.
Some beautiful stuff, but
if that was like the main character of a video game, that'd be pretty badass. You can't
it's
say
it's Falco.
You can't.
No,
it's f***ing Falco with a knife.
What's wrong with the bird stabbing people? You know, if
like imagine like all Assassin's Creed
game, I would eat that shit up.
Like Assassin's Creed, you fly through the air just stabbing random fucking plebeians.
Like, just like you
plebeians.
Got just like you got Scrappy with a longsword going around like stabbing people.
No, our school's mascot is not becoming the star of his new video game.
No, you don't understand.
I won't understand.
Harvey Birdman would be a great protagonist, but that's the only good thing he's got going.
I was
going to
say, one of the most tragic deaths in cinema is of a bird man, or bird person, if you will.
Top 10 anime deaths?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so let's go through some of the things you'll get whenever you donate. For $5, you'll be the first to play. Be the first to play our games on the private server before the
release
date.
When is it expected?
Oh my god. Okay, tell me when you think it's coming out.
2023.
Jordan, let's get dates for this. This game that doesn't exist yet. He has no concept that he has explained to us.
Never mind.
August.
July 2018.
I'm going to say Christmas season of 2017.
Right now, I'm going to take a dollar out of my wallet and give it to Liz, because she's right. He's saying that this is coming out August of this year.
Damn, I'm really exactly right.
August 2017 is when this game that I don't even have a name for.
All right, how many days are left on this project?
43.
So he'll be done with the game
in 43 days. He has like 6 days to make this game.
He has 6 days not just to make this game, but to find a team of programmers and graphic designers who will be... What?
Are you trying to say this isn't realistic?
You're right, Liz. Why am I shitting on this man who has no idea what he's talking about?
He does say, though, I do have many game ideas, from fantasy with elves to space explorations to all-time western to the Dark Ages and to melting rubber on racetrack. Let's see what happens next.
But he's talking MMORPG, the literal hardest game to build.
Yeah, says you, you dumb shit.
Oh, you, with your actual, like, knowledge of comp sci.
And, you know,
coding.
Working
and,
brain.
You know.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm letting Satan get in my heart. But for $12, though, you can get a wristband that says Bad's Entertainment on it.
Do I get the game?
Nope.
So for $5, I get to play the game. For $12, I get a wristband and I don't get to play the game.
Yep.
What?
For $20, you get a Bad's poster. Get a limited edition Bad's Entertainment poster, and then he gives the exact dimensions of it. Could be expect item with could expect item after the Kickstarter. Well, yeah, no.
Is
fucking
shit. Illuminati hump?
What?
Like the Illuminati eye and the camel hump?
Yeah, I think it's the
St. Louis Arch.
Yeah, the St. Louis Arch with the weird eye that says Bad's under it.
This guy just wants, like. I can kind of see an opening.
So here's the thing.
Like, with Valve and with companies, like, doing the video game openings, I can see something like that where you have, like, the St. Louis Arch and then an eye opens.
I don't have
a
problem with that. Like, it reminds me kind of like Neversoft's old logo.
Yeah.
I'm imagining this man going to Thanksgiving dinner, sitting down with his family, and his aunt, who he hasn't seen in a year, going like, "So, Brian, what are you working on? Like, what have you been doing?" And he tells her, "I'm starting a video game company." And she's like, "Wow, don't know what any of those words mean." And then a year later, she's like, "How's the video game coming?" And he's just like, "I'm contemplating suicide."
I was given $35,000 and I used every penny in rent.
So, for $40, you get a t-shirt and a poster. For $100, you actually get to play and you get all the other shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
$40 to play a game that isn't created. An MMORPG where the only purpose of it is to play with other people.
So
is he set on this MMORPG
thing?
You mentioned it earlier, and I've kind of latched onto it, and I want to know if I'm in
the wrong
for latching
onto it. Because that's the only place, like, I can't find...
That's the only thing he mentioned, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm on his website. He doesn't talk about the game... he has a thing that says game developing using like Unreal Engine. It doesn't say using Unreal Engine. It says using like Unreal Engine gives a general...
So using like...
Gives a picture that is clearly one of the ads for Unreal Engine. And then it links to his Kickstarter. Like all the links just go back to his Kickstarter where he's not even pitching an actual game.
You see,
and he says he has ideas for games, but he's just throwing out random, like, genres.
And then he says...
It's like the whole restaurant thing. It's like having an idea for, like, he's like, "Oh, I have an idea for a restaurant, you know, Mexican, Italian, maybe some Japanese food in there, like...
Whatever you want!"
What?
And then he has another picture. It says, "Fate is what got us here. Cast a spell and go on an adventure with Bad's Entertainment." Tell me if I'm wrong. That looks like it's a card from Magic the Gathering.
Yeah. If he made that himself, that's
there's
badass.
No way. You can look at the other things he drew. There's no way.
Is there any source picture on it?
No.
Which
I think is illegal.
Can you just, like, open the picture itself?
Yeah, I can open image in a new tab.
Open the image, then do a reverse Google search.
Search Google search for image?
Yes.
Yeah. See what we got.
Guys, we're getting detective here. We're gonna see where this
image
comes from.
Fantasy HD wallpapers 1080p, and that's what came up. It's the first image whenever you Google that.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah, fantasy HD wallpapers 1080p. It's the first picture that comes up.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He didn't even look for something that maybe people hadn't seen before. It's like, this is probably the background of about 1,000 computers in America. Let's call it mine. Or so lead people saying, to believe it's mine.
So what we're saying here is we need to donate the $100. Also, so whenever you donate the $5, it says first to play. It says be the first to play or games on the server. You get the opportunity to be the first to play.
Oh.
So it's just like, you get beta, maybe, kind
of? Also, he's saying on the server, so the first to play on the server of, like...
Which, and then again, implies the whole MMORPG thing.
And also, MMORPGs are only useful when there's a lot of people on it.
And well, so, yeah, obviously, this is going to rack in millions of people. He's advertising this in newspapers, Nate.
Yeah, you're right. He's going to use the $35,000, blow it all on advertisement and rent for headquarters. Like, the billboard itself costs $10,000, but it's in the middle of Kansas, so everybody will see
Actually,
it.
Actually, Illinois, so...
Illinois. Oh, my God. There are no billboards in Illinois.
Do you know where Kinderhook, Illinois is?
Really?
Kinderhook, Illinois? No, it sounds like something that's either central or south. If it was, like, north of Bloomington, I probably would have heard of it.
Okay.
But it's probably south central Illinois, which is basically uncharted territory.
I mean, it sounds kind of like South Central LA, so I'm imagining it's a lot of people.
Really?
Kinderhook, Illinois is along the Mississippi River. It's right on the border with Missouri.
Yes, so all the people going down the Mississippi River will obviously see the billboard. It's a great idea.
Liz, you said it's on the Mississippi River next to Missouri? I get it now. This dude isn't getting $35,000 for a game company. He just needs meth. It's on the Mississippi River.
I thought you were going to say that he's going to start a boat casino on the Mississippi River.
No. He's going to get one of those showboats and start a casino. That would be a better business.
I would donate to that. Hell yeah.
That's actually a much better idea.
Yeah, it's a lot better business plan. He could be like, we're starting a casino where we sell something.
And boat casinos are really popular. And if you get one of the old-timey boats that they have, like the paddle boats, the big ones that they have on the Mississippi River all the time, that'd be badass.
Yeah.
Casino boat?
So here's what we're saying. We aren't funding this, but we are going to start a boat casino.
Try and create your own page and see if anyone will ever fund you for anything you do.
Then you create a page.
Oh my god, I could create a Kickstarter a day with batshit crazy ideas and see if I could get any money.
Exactly.
The thing is, you're legally liable to have to do it.
I made one where I was going to make a concept for fidget spinner pasties.
See, I mentioned one on the first episode of the show, which you obviously haven't watched. And it talked about how this one Kickstarter was completely unbased in science.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they had to pay back like $900,000.
So I forgot to bring this up on my show, so I'm going to bring it up here. Since you mentioned the pasty spinners, I found something online. It's a website called Glow F*** Yourself. They sell dildos, and one of the dildos has a fidget spinner on the end of it. So you stick it in your puss or your ass, and then you spin the fidget spinner.
That is the most autistic butt plug I have ever heard of.
Imagine just some neckbeard getting a prostitute into his house and being like,
"Oh my god!
All right." So the only way you're getting paid is if I get to use this.
Oh my god. All right, Liz, save us from these terrible things. Do you have something good for us?
Mine is a giant Jello shot Jenga game.
Huh.
Okay, go on.
Okay, you have my interest.
You threw the bait out.
Did you not read it before? Jenga. I did! It's just a classic Jenga game.
So explain to us.
The game comes with 54 sanded blocks. It tells the dimensions of the blocks.
Wait a minute. So is it just Jenga that on it says take a shot? But
it's Jenga with a... Is it...
Inside 12 of the blocks are holes to fit standard Jello shot cups. And so obviously, like, if you pull it out and it has a shot in it and it doesn't get knocked over, then you take a shot.
That's actually kind of cool.
That's actually... Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah. I actually liked it.
How much do we have to pay to actually get this? Because I'd be down. We just have to make Jello shots was kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
It was only started a few days ago, and it doesn't have anything so far.
Doesn't
and it says it only
tiers?
Has 19 days to go.
Oh, God. So and they need $7,500.
Yeah, they're trying to do it really fast.
All right.
Really, we could make this if we just get Jenga blocks and a screwdriver or a drill.
Jenga blocks.
Well, you'd need to get like a giant Jenga, and then we could put like real shots in there and just get trashed.
Well, here's the thing. Well, yeah, it is Jenga. You aren't supposed to spill it. So, yeah, we could do that. This is actually like, we aren't backing this.
No.
We might make it ourselves.
You didn't say how much would it cost for us to get the project?
To actually get the game?
Yeah. Ooh. In the reward tiers. What are the reward tiers?
$75.
Alright, one sec. I'll figure it out.
Alright.
Because for $5 you only get, like, it says you get 54 disposable plastic cups.
Yeah, for $10, for $10 you get 200 disposable cups and a laminated rule card.
Yeah.
200 like, red solo cups for $10?
Not red solo
no,
cups.
No, they're jello shot jello cups. Shot they're cups. Tiny as fuck.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, that's like, you know, they're basically giving us money at that point.
Yeah, you have to spend $75 to actually get the game, but the other tiers are things that you need to play the game. So,
oh.
Like, you need the cups for the game.
They don't even come, the fourth tier doesn't even give you the cups, too.
So, if you buy the fourth tier, you get all the other tiers, plus a limited edition set of this game once produced. But, like, the third tier is you get a carrying case. The second, so if you buy anything but the fourth tier, you just get useless shit that you can't do anything with.
Huh. So
it's
bullshit.
Spitting on my phone.
My pleasure. Like,
guess what we'll spit on next. Anyway.
God damn it. So are we funding the cat book?
Okay, so let's recap what we have here. We have a bed that will kill anybody over 200 pounds.
We've got something that's cool but will never happen.
We have...
Well, it's...
We have a scam.
It's cool, but we can do it ourselves.
Yeah, we gotta do our own thing.
We have... It's more like a Pinterest DIY idea.
We have the musings of a sad man in my project who maybe wants to do something.
And we have free... And we have a... Well, not free, but we have a... Surefire advertising for mine.
Let's get our name in a cat book, folks.
I'm not happy about
this.
All right,
what's it called? What's it called?
I
101
shared,
cat illustrations.
I shared the link with you, but yes, it's called 101 cat. It's called 101 cats, volume one.
Volume one. All right, guys, 101 cats, volume one. We're gonna donate to this Kickstarter begrudgingly. This is the second week in a row that Jordan has won because we really didn't want to do anything else. Very
I'm
good,
the best
Jordan.
By default. That's how I also pick up
and
women.
And here's the thing also. By donating to this, it's already succeeded, so we're guaranteeing that A, we have to pay, and B, that we actually get something.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But.
All right, folks.
It is so advertising.
That's
for
our show. Keegan, plug your show. It doesn't really matter because everyone from your only knows
well, not
about
if you
show
plug,
your show.
Not if you like but. Actually... Start advertising your show.
True.
Yeah.
I've had things on my mind. Keep going.
All right. My show is The Fake News Stand, where I bring news stories from around the internet, and we talk about it. This week, everyone did a fake Alex Jones rant, which may become our new punishment if you lose the game, and it's a lot of fun. I sometimes yell. Oftentimes, we say things that we're probably going to regret in job interviews. It's a lot of fun. Y'all should come listen to it.
Yeah, it's kind of scary how easy it is to let Alex Jones take over your entire body.
Oh, yeah. It's really terrifying.
It's like a demonic possession.
As much as he's scared of Satan, he might be the embodiment of him.
I know.
We channeled him.
We channeled Satan for a little bit. Check back next week, and maybe we'll get another genocide on our hands.
Hail Jones.
Have a nice day.
Hail Jones.
Hail Jones.